Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. And friends, people of the human race, how are we today? Sending all the unconditional love, light, alignment, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Now, I mean, I am not just saying that, you know what I mean? Oh, the beautiful thing about what we do here is we inspire as many people as we possibly can by shedding knowledge, wisdom that we think will help you. Not to say that we're, you know, not to say that we're super qualified to tell you exactly how to live your life, but what we do say is, you know, it works for us. It's worked for many, many other people that have manifested the life of their dreams, and it will work for you. If you apply these laws properly, it will absolutely work for you. There's no question. It's because it's the laws of the universe. That's what we're working with here, is literally the laws of the universe. Now, I know that sounds like, yeah, it sounds big. Sounds like a lot to handle, you know, like, oh, I'm going to be applying the laws of the universe to my life to yield to me what I want. Well, yeah, but it's actually not nearly as intimidating as it sounds. So I want you guys to think about this for a moment. You know, it's through your focus that draws to you everything that you experience. Now, the reason why life doesn't seem like we are constantly creating our realities through our focus is because we don't deliberately focus our thoughts in a powerful way. Media, entertainment, you know, advertisements, every single, you know, let it be radio or TV or, you know, unless it's Dave's Good Vibration Station where we're telling you to look past the advertisements. Look past the ego. But, you know, most of mainstream media is clogging your brain with just junk. It's just absolute junk. So whether it's your drive on the way to work, you're listening to radio, that's not focused thought. You know, you're listening to whatever the guy on talk radio is talking about, the election, or we're talking about classic rock, whatever it is that, you know, that you listen to talking about the economy, whatever it is, it's not deliberate focus towards creating your life. That is a focus that's being defined for you, right? Whether it be your drive on the way to work, whether it be when you get to work, you are focusing on doing your work, right? Maybe you have music in the background. One way or another, that's not deliberately focusing on your thoughts. That's not deliberately pivoting your thoughts in a way that's beneficial to creating your reality. Now, yes, of course, as you get bombarded with these advertisements and these thoughts that are basically brain junk, you are still creating your reality. One way or another, whether you are the one that is emitting your vibration or you are receiving vibrations that are being emitted, you are creating your reality. You say, well, how are you creating your reality? We weren't born with a textbook. We weren't born with, like, you know, 12-page lesson, you know, 12-chapter book. Each chapter has a different lesson on, you know, how to deliberately focus your thoughts, apply the laws of the universe and the laws of vibration to, you know, deliberately attract the reality that you wish to experience. You say, we don't have that. So how am I supposed to know if I'm creating my reality? Well, everyone has had an experience where you think of someone and you haven't talked to them in years or like a year or even like 6 months. And all of a sudden they call you or they call you the day after. We've all had an experience where, you know, we're talking about someone or something and it pops up on TV. Just like, bam, it's right there. Or you're talking about a movie that you haven't seen in years and all of a sudden, bam, it's on TV. Or, you know, you're talking about a definition of a word and then you're reading a book and bam, there's that word. And like you've only seen the word like 3 times in your life. That is the manifestation of the workings of the laws of the universe. That is the manifestation of the workings of the laws of vibration. When you emit a vibration, there is an equal and opposite, just like Newton's law, action and reaction. Well, there's an equal and opposite manifestational reaction to your thought process. Meaning, every thought that you generate in your mind, which is created by a neuron connecting to a synapse by an electromagnetic charge, has a vibrational match to what will manifest in your reality. In other words, when you focus on prosperity, you receive opportunities for prosperity. When you focus on poverty, you receive opportunities for poverty. When you focus on healthy, being healthy, on wellness, you receive new opportunities for wellness. When you focus on illness, and all you're doing is focusing on your illness, and you're consumed by whatever it is that's holding you down, you are creating the space for more of that illness. That's why, you know, I have a couple, one person in particular in my family that's quote unquote ill. They're sick. You know, they're battling cancer and a couple other things. But one thing that this person does is they continuously talk about their illness. You know, they'll talk about it to, we could be anywhere. We could be at the bank. We could be at, you know, the grocery store. And somehow, one way, shape, or another, the illness will come up in conversation. So I do my best to remind this person, you know, every time that you talk about it, you're creating space for it. And they just get upset because they know it's true and they like talking about it. They like getting the sympathy, right? It makes them feel good. Well, that's because the ego in this person, there's not a healthy relationship between the ego and the source, right? This person very well could be driven by fear or very well could be, you know, and I don't blame them because it's a very scary situation to be, you know, to have a life-threatening disease. So I don't blame them at all. But what I do say is there are better ways of focusing your thoughts. You know, I truly believe that this person didn't talk about their illness as much and didn't put so much of their thought energy into, oh, I am the sick one, I am the victim, why me? And they focused a little bit more on, well, you know, maybe this happened for a reason, maybe this is an opportunity to become better and become brighter and greater and happier than I've ever been in my entire life by simply changing my life the ways that I do things, you know, then he would have healed a lot quicker. But everything is in perfect divine right action and everyone is on their path to enlightenment. So it's perfect. All I'm saying is we have the choice. We have the choice to pivot our thoughts in a way that is conducive to creating the reality in which we wish to experience. The one thing that holds us back is the constant and religious focus on the things that do not serve us. It's crazy to me how we as a society have adopted this understanding that if you don't like it in your life, you need to fight it, wrestle it to the ground, and make sure it never comes up again. You got to deal with, you do have to deal with it, but you don't resist it. You don't fight it. So that's how resistance happens. Is by fighting. You don't want to fight, You want to be a warrior of light. The warrior of light wins all battles by simply focusing on what brings him joy. The warrior without an enemy, the warrior with no enemy, that's what we're talking about here. So guys, today we have a very special show lined up for you. As you know, if you're an avid Vibration Station listener, we had the wonderful and inspiring Alana Starr with us, I want to say about 4 weeks ago. It was about a month ago, maybe a little.
About a month ago.
And today we actually have the honor of having her back in the studio. Now, the thing that that we get so inspired about having Alana on the show is she has so much to offer to the collective consciousness. She has so much to offer by sharing her wisdom and her knowledge. That, we cherish the opportunity to invite anybody in the studio that has empowering and inspiring knowledge to give to the masses. Alana is absolutely a chosen individual in the sense of she has, well, we're all chosen. But she has taken it upon herself to dedicate her life to understanding hypnotherapy, to understanding astrology, to understanding certain aspects of the human consciousness, not only the human consciousness, but the universal consciousness, the collective mind of planet Earth, of the universe. So it is with great honor and ultimate pleasure that I get to introduce the one and only Alana Starr. Bam, bam, bam.
Wow, yeah, ba, ba, ba,
drum rolls, everything. I don't have sound. I don't have, like, if I had a sound, it'd ding. And put like sounds on it.
I'm like listening to him. Like, yes, that's me. Yes,
yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Well, it
dreams
is a
come true.
It does. It they do every single day. Every day they're coming true, sister. As you know best. How? First of all, what matters most? As we all know, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I woke up late, but I definitely am good to be here. Happy to be here.
Yes.
Feel good. I feel. Feel very connected, and
that's amazing.
And blessed to be invited to be back here.
Oh my goodness! You are Vibration Station family. It is our pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you for dedicating your life to such an empowering purpose. It's a very noble thing to, See, it's noble, but it's also exciting because it's your passion. It's like the fire that you wake up every day and you're like, yes, like this is what I do. And I just illuminate the world. Everyone that comes into contact with me, I'm making the world a more beautiful place. And it's a very noble position to put yourself in. But at the same time, it can be vulnerable. And today's show is actually going to be focused on how to maintain your alignment with source with all this craziness happening in the world. We just had an election. This is going to be the first show that we've had live since the election, and not that the election is the defining factor for what happens to our world or what the next 4 to 10 whatever years hold in store for us, but What the election represents is a culmination of energy. The election represents a very heightened state of global collective energy. And people are kind of losing their shit a little bit, you know? Like, there's riots, there's protests, there's, you know. So today's show is going to be dedicated to reminding you how to keep your alignment, how to, in a time of craziness and misalignment on a global level, how to keep yourself aligned and the effect that your alignment within yourself has on the entire globe. So I truly feel like there's no one better than Alana to come in and shed some light.
No pressure at all.
You're only talking about the entire global consciousness. Just kidding. So Alana, question. I'm just going to bust this out with a quick question. And then, so question, and then we're going to reintroduce you and let everyone know how your stats and just how knowledgeable you are. But I just want to get straight into this. Because I actually already received an email from a listener, and it is in alignment with exactly what we're talking about. What do we do? Question for Alana and answer for the masses. What do we do in this heightened state of fear? There is clearly fear-mongering that's happening through, you know, the elites funding these protests to, you know, this news of potential wars and whatever. I'm not going to bring that energy into this sacred studio space. But what I am going to say is there has been some, there's been great fear. There's been heightened fear. So what do we do as the individual? As the individual, not as a collective whole, but as an individual, what can we do and where do we start to find peace within ourselves when it seems as though the exterior is not, quote unquote, to our preference?
Okay. Well, first of all,
no pressure.
I know. While you're asking me to put my hand on my heart, and I was like, okay, what does my heart have to say to this
answer?
That's
beautiful. Yes.
And, you know, every time I find myself in a tough situation, whether it be globally or like just in my own space of my own head, you know, I always have to check in with my heart and say, what is it that my heart's feeling? And to answer this
beautiful
question, I think that a lot of people tend to react before we actually see anything happen. And they've actually, this election has touched so many soft spots in our collective conscious.
So true.
Between races and just, they really know how to appeal to the person's like core, like their triggers, you know? And
the ego.
And I don't want to say that all the people in power are bad, you know, like, because I'm kind of, that's kind of getting old.
Yes.
I do believe there's a lot of great changes happening out there. Yes. But structurally, if you look at it, there's a lot of propaganda going on. We are not really sure what's going on.
Right.
And it's kind of chaotic. And the best thing to do is to really become more connected to your neighbors and your community, because that's what we're trying to fight against, is them breaking us up. So why are we not coming together more? You know, and I feel like we all automatically want to go out and protest and riot. But you know what? Like I said before, I've actually posted about it. I finally couldn't take all the stuff I was reading anymore. And I just posted something and I touched base on how that if it really is propaganda, then it's just to trigger us.
Right.
And so we need to come from our heart space and realize what it is that's triggering us.
Right.
And realize that this is a bigger, there's a huge picture here that's not just, oh, it's a president and we have a new president and this is what's going to happen. These laws are going to change. Like, these are all symbolic global understandings of like a huge bigger picture. And if we can get people to just look at it from the ever-present witness, which is your higher self and your God self, or, you know, whatever you connect to be as your source. Going back to that energy and realizing that, trusting your creator that there's a reason why this person was elected, and ultimately, if we could just have faith that it's going to work out, because our consciousness has a lot to do with it. Our mind, the way we think, our energy is so powerful, and many people are so busy, they don't even know how to understand energy or what's going on. And like my goal and my biggest passion is to teach people how to connect to that energy, how to be part of the bigger picture, and not just this physical, this is what's happening right now. It's happening to me. And, you know, playing the victimization role like over and over and over again for centuries. And it's getting old.
Yes.
So to bring back to that, you know, come back to our center and realize that divinity in all of this is what always helps me. And I'm not getting angry at it, because that's the biggest thing, is that if these people really want to create such, you know, so much chaotic energy, then they're getting what they want.
Right.
And, oh, I was thinking how the Crusaders. So there's an energy of people that are here that came here specifically as the Crusader, as the ones who will protest if we need it or riot if we need it. And there are people like me who are the peacekeepers.
Yes.
And you, definitely a peacekeeper. And so we just have the ability to look at the bigger picture,
yes,
and stay calm and be the ones who are anchoring for the energy that's happening here, because that's what we need. We need more people who can anchor that energy and not let it affect them so much.
Yes.
And then we can get into the symbology of these, of the officials, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely in store for us as the show goes on. I think that's a perfect answer. Truly, I mean, unification is the answer. Bringing the masses together for the same intention and for alignment and the illumination of our planet and all of her inhabitants, the people, the animals, the insects, the microbials, the little tiny, like, subatomic particles, everything.
We're the Pachamama tribes.
Yo!
Don't mess with her children.
Literally just reading, that's interesting, just this morning I was reading something on Pachamama. That's cool. So, alignment, and right before we had brought you live on the air, we were talking, we literally were just talking about coming to terms with, like, the ego, and you just used a word. Now, of course, I'm blanking on it, but we'd use that exact word. And basically, you know, there's this, it's pretty paradoxical, because there's this tremendous unification happening around the entire world, where every single person and every single being on this whole planet, the frequencies are raising.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, clearly, yeah. So. And there's this tremendous unification where people are literally attracting, just like magnets, just like a north and a south polarity. Mm-hmm. They just, like, dang, attract, you know? And then there's these masses of people that are attracting and just coming together. So as there's this ultimate unification happening, simultaneously there's this ultimate division. And the division is a vibrational division. So it's like there's this division between not only... It's not a division of, like, you know, skin color or race or religion. It's a division in vibration. So as the light workers come together and as the children of Pachamama unite for the purpose of raising the vibration of Gaia and her inhabitants, there's this perfectly Newton's law, equal opposite action and reaction. There's this perfectly equal and opposite division that's happening with people that are not coming to terms with their ego and with things that their ego has chosen to suppress. That's why people are getting cancers. That's why they're getting all these types of illnesses, is because they're not coming to terms with all this energy that they've been suppressing since they were 2-3 years old. I mean, children.
Or actually in lifetimes before.
Thank you. I mean,
we're suffering from genetic memories and stuff.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, thousands of lifetimes, like thousands of lifetimes,
and
over
also,
and over again.
From research that I've been doing, lots of really good research, this is multiple sources that I've gone and looked into of actual genetic programming, purposeful genetic programming into bloodlines. That have suppressed certain types of things or created separation ideas within the genetic memory, because our blood holds memory, and actually memory is mem, which is water, Hebrew alphabet mem. So water is memory, water holds memory. So we come from the waters, right? There's, like, saying. So
wow.
We have to remember that if water holds vibration, whatever's in your body is what is still radiates or resonates today. And
yes.
Just quickly, I love what you were saying. I wrote down as you were talking, the new world order versus new earth rising. So you're talking about the separation. There is a new earth arising, which is the ascension, which is the descension of spirit into matter.
Yes.
Which is the Merkaba and is also the Star of David, the elements. So the new world order is actually the program that they've tried to give us that scares us away from uniting. We think that it's new world order and the government, but when in reality, the truth is the prophecy is everyone coming together, which is what they're trying to create, a ripple inside, so the 100th monkey effect does not take place. Are you familiar with your event that you had? That guy was speaking about that. It was phenomenal.
Yes, yes. Right. Could you, just for the listeners, would you mind going into the 100th monkey for a moment?
Sure, yeah. Yes, I got to stop using the yeah.
No, it's perfect.
Yes, so the 100th monkey effect takes place when a certain type of energy takes place within the collective conscious. Okay. And if you're a matching vibration to it, you will begin to wake up and have those same types of feelings, such as synchronicities and paying attention to numbers and signs.
Yes.
And which... it's just like one monkey does something on one side of the mountain,
right.
And because it's in the energy field and the consciousness of that animal, the monkey, the other monkey on the other side of the mountain that's not even near them does the same exact behavior.
Yes.
So something along those lines. I'm not like a fool. I would look into it as well if you were really interested.
No, totally, totally. But I mean, yeah, that makes perfect sense, you know, and that's a match. It's magnetics, you know, it's vibration, you know, you can be halfway across the universe if you are on the exact same vibrational frequency and consciousness as another being, you will become one with that being. I'll actually share a very brief story, an experience that I had when I was younger. This was about 7 years ago. Call me crazy. I don't really care.
Crazy.
It's not going to be the first time. I literally became one with one of my best friends. We were meditating. We had taken some medicine that Mother Earth has provided for us, and we were in a very deep state of meditation, very, very, very deep state of meditation, to the point where, with our eyes closed, we were able to see the room. I don't know if anyone's ever had that experience. But then when we opened our eyes, we had locked eyes. And so the only way that I can describe it is I remember the feeling of my consciousness literally merging with his. And then we're staring at each other in the eye, and all of a sudden he turns his head just like to the side, and it pulled my head. Now, mind, he's halfway across the room.
Like,
literally, we became one. Like, our frequencies, our vibrational frequencies had interlocked, and the illusion of separation had dissolved. And, like, we literally had become one being.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember hearing his thoughts in his voice in my head, while simultaneously hearing my thoughts in my voice, in my head, but we were thinking the exact same thing at the exact same time. So it was like double layers. Like, let's say I were to be thinking, like, what's going on? It literally was like, what's going on? Like, we were thinking, like, okay. So then we were exploring with this, and I'd put my hand right on the back of his throat chakra, which is like basically the base of the neck, just like right about the base of the neck, maybe very, very top of the back base of the neck. So like I'd put my hand right there, and I'd close my eyes. I started envisioning this like golden white energy pulsing through my hand and then like going through him and then his hand. So then I had one hand on his back, and then he had two hands that were parallel to each other, and he was generating energy out of those hands. All of a sudden, like half of my right hand was controlling the entire like left side of his body, and then like half of it was just crazy. I know I sound crazy, but literally, when you start messing with quantum physics and you start playing with quantum mechanics and you start understanding that everything in the universe works off of the laws of vibration and frequency, then you can start manipulating things and start literally like projecting your consciousness in ways that you never thought would be possible, ways yeah. that people would call you crazy, you know?
I believe that actually mostly happens. You could try it, but if you don't actually believe, then you might have a problem doing it. And that's why some of your listeners, and I'm guessing like most of the listeners here are really awake and aware and obviously are waiting to hear this kind of stuff from you. But for others, you know, give it time.
Yes.
Don't just think, oh, poof, I'm going to use my hand. It's going to appear. No, you have to yes. you have to believe in the magic and it will reveal itself to you. So you are very connected.
Beautifully
said. And you have an idea of what you think could happen. So it actually happens stronger. And
Thank
it must
you.
Have been very powerful.
It was insane. It actually, it was freaky.
I've had experiences of myself, so.
Right? Mm. And when they happen, they rewarp your whole understanding of what you thought was possible, right? It's like you become super, you know, you become activated, you know? Yeah, I would definitely say the most, I've had similar experiences like that, other things I won't get into, but it was definitely, that was one of the experiences that had initially violently shoved me into a desire to understand more about the universe, more about the laws of the universe, more about my ability to use my thoughts to, you know, manipulate my reality for the betterment of humanity, you know?
Alchemist.
That's his sister. Amen. We all have a little alchemy inside of us, every single one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, Thank you for saying that. But basically, it's like, I'll end with this. My friend, his name is Aiden, who we had this connection with. It got so weird to the point where, like, he pulled away and he actually said, like, dude, we need to stop looking in each other's eyes. Because it was getting, like, we couldn't not become one.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. if I looked at
it's
him,
really
we
vulnerable.
Would, very vulnerable. Beautifully said. Well, I had to walk outside and give it like 5 minutes for us to like get back to our normal frequencies. And as it is in waking life, we're very similar vibration. So it's easy for us to like connect real quick, especially when you're in vulnerable consciousness and using medicine. It's so I went outside. I saw this raccoon. It was like 2 a.m. and the raccoon looks at me, just gives me these. You know, like little but really big, like raccoon stare. I'm looking in the raccoon's eyes. All of a sudden, I become one with the raccoon. I know it sounds absolutely insane. Call me a kook, whatever.
Love it.
I felt the fear of the raccoon. He was scared of me.
He was just hoping he left food out. They really are sneaky.
Oh, totally. But it was crazy because this lightning bolt of fear that went through my body, and I felt his fear of me, and it was just, so then he ran away, and then we, whatever, so that was my experience. Everything's vibration. Sorry for taking up 5 minutes. That was just like one of those, you know, mind altering, reality warping circumstances, and I want to share this to, you know, the listeners and to the collective consciousness so they can really see that, you know, if you haven't seen it, you can still believe it. If you haven't had a personal experience,
that 100th monkey effect will happen more if you allow yourself to believe it.
Oh,
you know,
for
it,
sure.
It just takes place within the consciousness and the mind, because the mind creates. You know, the mind creates.
The ultimate creator. It is the ultimate creator. So, Lana. I'm going to hop into something real quick just so the listeners can get a little taste. If they don't remember you from last time, just tell us a little bit about how you got started in, you know, understanding hypnotherapy, understanding astrology. What was the fuel on that fire?
Well, I'm the kind of person who start off knowing a little bit about a lot of things.
Yes.
And I just kind of felt like I was attracted to different ideas that were, you know, not so obvious to the people, even the people that I knew. I just had a deep desire to know more about my origins, where I come from. After a while, it was my name and numerology and astrology.
Yes.
And okay, all these things. Astrology came last for me. Mm. I never really understood the planets or what they were or what it mattered until I got into more of my spirituality, which, excuse me, it started when you. I was really interested in the mind and how it was formed and why people were getting sick. Yes. And what really started off is when my I had two of my close family members become ill. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean they're good now, but it just one was my brother, and it really it blew my mind because I was like, what is going on in the world? What is this cancer thing? You know, why are people acting like it's so normal? Why are they? Why is it on every commercial? And I started realizing, wait a minute, like we are attracting this in a sense.
Yeah.
Because it's not that we're asking for it. It's just that when we need things, when we need to learn things, and we repress our true emotions, our feelings, or we hold in guilt, sadness, frustration, we can cultivate illness in our body, right?
That's what absolutely. I said earlier. Yes.
And so I was just really interested in the mind, and I started thinking about different schools that I want to go to. And ultimately, I was kind of trying to avoid math because it kind of made me crazy. Like, you know, I was like, I'm really like a right-sided person, right-minded person.
Yes.
And the logic and just drove me crazy. So I was like, I need to go to a different school. So I started looking around, and I found HMI, College of Hypnotherapy.
It's amazing.
And it took me 5 years to enroll because I was also studying mind control. And I was like, who are these people? They're going to try to control my mind. And I was just like, really, for 5 years, I was calling back and forth at school, checking it out. And finally, one of the ladies there, she was like, you know, you've been calling here for 5 years. Are you ready to start? And I was like, when do you start? She said, tomorrow. So that's
yes!
where I went from there.
It was,
and then I got
awesome.
I was really attracted to it because they study past lives.
Beautiful. I love that.
Past lives, they study there. And I was really interested in reincarnation.
Yes.
And there's just a lot of things that I was waking up to. And the thing is that my conclusion up to this date is that we are all just don't remember who we really are. And
yes.
it's caused so much problems for us because we're suppressed from our genetic memory because of our inability to connect to the higher perception abilities that we should have, or maybe not should have, but we are coming back into them. And I do feel like it's something we're coming back into,
yes.
like a remembrance.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're remembering that you're part of something, you're a member of something, a member of a monad, a group, which is a group consciousness, which is what we're feeling, that separation of consciousness from our creator. And so, but we come down here at free will. No one's, I mean, there's different levels of, I guess it's way too deep to get into right now, but it's just realizing after you start realizing this stuff, you don't want to stop. It's not something you can just go back.
Totally.
And it's the difference between being enlightened and being awake and aware. Because once you're awake, it's not like you just go back to sleep. You see the truth in everything. You could look at somebody, you could tell who, what bloodline they're from. Like, you can't help it but kind of look and say. And then the thing is too is we're also still dealing with grudges from galactic wars that we don't even remember.
Yes.
And so when we're getting mad at somebody, we have to realize, am I mad because they actually did something, or are they triggering something that I can work on in myself? And learning all that stuff has helped me to just understand things in a bigger picture, so therefore I learn not to be so reactive and angry at things. But I know I got a little off topic.
No, not at all.
That's
perfect.
Everything I look at now is always a learning experience.
Yes.
And any chance I get to not get angry at something or someone for me not getting my way, I look at it like, maybe this is supposed to happen. Like, my way over here, I was so frustrated I was getting late, you know?
Sure.
And
sure.
And I just like, it was a reason why you said divine timing. And I was like, yes, there's a reason why I'm late right now. And it just, everything happens perfectly when you just allow. But it's just been a long journey of meeting people. And every time I think that I learned enough, I meet something or someone, and like, it just blows my mind how protected I feel and blessed by our angels. Like, my own archangels of my perception, you know, just having the ability to perceive things over and over and over again and remake it.
Yes.
So, I don't know where to stop, really.
No, that's absolutely, you can run for the next 12
ask
minutes.
Ask away, ask more questions.
Yes.
I work best that way, actually.
I love that. I was just going to say, if there's one thing that, by the way, that was beautiful. That was perfectly expressed. If there's one thing that, okay, so we were chatting about this show a couple days ago, and, you know, oh, what are we going to talk about? What are we inspired to this time? And something you said was very profound. You said, you know, if everyone understood their astrological chart, or for lack of a better word, if everyone understood their
human design,
yes, like their the energy that makes them up, then we would be a much more, not only advanced technologically, but advanced spiritually, you know, society. if everyone had a just like it's necessary, you know, you said, oh, you know, I tried to avoid math because I'm very right brain. If everyone had to take an astrology class in school and like learn at a very young age, you know, like, okay, well, this is your body graph, this is, you know, your Leo rising, you know what I mean?
Part of the journey is actually finding it, because now I'm starting to realize I used to get angry and say they want to stop us from this, and there are energies and dark AA, which we call the negative alien agenda, you know, there are dark forces that don't want us to really be
right.
Connected that way, but then part of the journey is us looking for it and finding it, right. And then like, holy moly, I did this, like I remember, like now I know why maybe I would have picked this family or have this name. Why do I have Allah, God? You know, I look into it, star, okay, why do I have star, Estrella star, and then Haitan, you know, or Shemel, why do I have, or Shemel, you know, what is it? Why do I have it? It's because the Elohim, Israel, I-S-R-E-L, it's not Israel, but the Israel in the body, the temples, the mind, you know, I started putting it all together.
It's
I'm like
Babylon, today I'm in America, oh my God, Donald Trump, I'm not like, yeah.
The Trump.
The trumpet.
Yeah. Let's talk about symbology, the trump
Please.
Going off.
Yes.
You know, he's representing the trumpets. We are in biblical times still. It never stopped.
Yes.
And we fail to remember that as well. Goodness. Hillary Clinton represents the divine feminine, but because she didn't quite get it, because the feminine is still rising and we need the sacred masculine to support that. And so it takes a lot of higher thinking, higher mind thinking to really grasp what's going on here. Yeah.
No, it absolutely does. And what's phenomenal is the symbology is out of this world. Like, I mean, it's just so out of this world. We're so living. You just said it. Like, we are, the biblical times never stopped. Like, we are living in
Neverland.
Straight up. You know, to my understanding, you know, I've had multiple conversations with very knowledgeable people regarding this specific topic of America representing, Atlantis.
Oh, yes.
Right. So
Atlantis,
it's like
Atlantis rising. That's what we are.
Atlantis rising. That's what it is. So this is all, you know, this is forgotten history, not forgotten, suppressed history, history that has deliberately been taken out of the books. So we have a limited understanding, right, of our power. And just like you said, these galactic wars, you know, we're holding on to this karma, if you will. We're holding on to this dogma from lifetime and lifetime and lifetime ago. And here's to get weirdness. We can even go on a whole other show on this. But like, you know, things that are happening in the future, we are responding to vibrationally right now, because all time and space
technology
is happening now.
It's just how much technology you have there, and they're like thousands of years in the future, pretty much.
Yes.
People don't understand time and timelines,
right.
And you know, that's when it gets more interesting, when you start learning about portals and gateways and why certain parts of the country are so fought after is because they want the energy of that area.
Yes.
So I mean, the land holds power.
Absolutely.
And so so does the stars, you know, in the sky. So it's like, what more? What do you worship? And the truth is, it's all of it. You're bringing heaven to earth, and it's our birthright. It's our right to do that. So that's why I'm so passionate about this, is because that's ultimately what it is. Is like, we don't need to go somewhere. Like, why do we have to go somewhere? The physical body is the most biggest blessing we can have, because of all the existence that you have. Like, you exist on many levels, right? You exist on an astral level, and a mental level, a spiritual level, a physical level. Like, different. Each chakra is a level of which you exist on, your dream state. Parallel universes. We don't know what we're doing, but what we have here is very important, because what if this is the only physical manifestation that we get?
Right.
And we are not realizing how to play with it and use our imagination, because that's why we're in chaos, is because people don't realize how their imagination works. And that it is very
so
real.
True.
It's not just Barney, use your imagination.
Right.
And no, they want to use our imagination to create for themselves. And when you're not creating for yourself, then you feel cheated and you feel mad and resentful. But you got to realize that you have the power to say no to people, to say yes to things.
Yes.
And, you know, just take back the power of your subconscious mind. And not even that, but you can also be manipulated and controlled at different levels, like in the second dimension, for instance.
Yes.
That's where you can be manipulated in your body. So you want to have all the full consciousness of all parts of your body, your mind, your arms, your legs, your feet, your everything, you know?
Yes.
That's a whole different topic, but I like to mention it because people get inspired to look into it, you know, look into how to take back the power of your mind.
Right.
You know, so you'd be surprised what you find. People have done massive research to expose what's going on energetically, physically, and all.
Absolutely. And it's I'm speechless when it comes to, like, you know, we could go on for years talking, literally. I mean, realistically, when it comes to, like, how, you know, how there's been just, like just an agenda, like, basically, it's just, like, literally, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. But it's not insane because
it's real.
It's real. Like, I'm just like, it's like.
The fantasy had to exist before the reality.
Yeah, exactly. And when we wake up, see, this is what inspires me. This is what I, like, when we wake up to these understandings, like, yo, there is people that have studied, I mean, extensively on the energy of, you know, just like you were saying, you know, different lands hold different energies, different
Carl
energetic
Jung,
signatures. Yes.
So many good.
And when we wake up to this idea of, you know, deliberately pivoting our thoughts in a way that is intentionally creating the reality that we wish to experience for ourselves and for everyone else around us. Not that we have the power to create for anyone, because we don't. We have the power to only create for ourselves. We could influence people to think and do and be in certain ways, but we could never create for someone else, right? So basically, the masses have been influenced in a way where the, you know, just like we were talking about, call them the elite or, you know, whatever, these darker forces that kind of manipulate certain governing parties, their intention is to keep the masses on a lower vibration, and literally, they, just like you said, they want to create through the masses. They want to create destruction and, like, you know, and I'm not going doom and gloom and everything, but there's the light and there is the dark. If you understand that there is manipulation happening,
you know how to counter it. You know how to
fight
it. Because it's all black magic and intention. Your thoughts create to, right, like I said a billion times. So your intentions, when their intentions are not the best for everybody, then they're creating black magic. And so we have to know how to counter. I don't promote this stuff or talk about it to create fear. That's actually the opposite.
Of course.
What I do is we shed light in the parts where I need to be illuminated in the shadow, because what's going on right now, the earth is going through a huge ayahuasca ceremony.
Yeah, for
sure. It's purging
sure.
out all the darkness, and we are, and I've seen it, okay? There's dark forces, and I'm not afraid of it.
Yes.
So I say it anytime I want. You know, it's not about, it's not about pointing it out or, like, trying to, you know, poke at it.
Of course.
It's not even that, but it's that somebody has to be the, you know, there's got to be people who are not scared to say what's really going on,
right.
And then say you're going to be okay. Either way, just keep your thoughts high. Do things that can bring your vibration up, because the vibration is everything. You radiate, you give off something, and you're either receiving it, you're receiving energy that's for your highest good, or you're receiving energy that will stop you from, you know, your true potential.
Yes.
So, you know, ultimately it goes back to all that. So it's like, for instance, I love to use Disney as an example. Everyone loves Disney, right? They're, like, so obsessed, but they forget that, you know, that there's, like, movies where they have actually used the characteristics of the goddess, the mother. All the princesses have a piece of her in it. Like, you know, Snow White talks to, you know, she sings with the birds and everything, and she's connected to nature, all these, and then you have, like, Sleeping Beauty, and then you have these other ones, but they all lack the mother. None of them have a mother.
Oh, wow.
And so we need to understand that our mother, this earth, has actually been under captivation as well. And so a lot of us are here to help get that energy and free her,
yes,
in a sense, but we don't have to stop creating to do that, but it's about liberating the energy as well and getting to that place where we're all kind of living in harmony, because that's our... That's what ultimately that we all want. So what's the point of fighting?
Yes.
You know?
It's so true. That's why we incarnated here at this time. You know, we are the leaders of light. We are the workers of light.
Illuminators.
Yeah, the illuminated ones. Yes, the illuminators. You know, I say like light leaders, because if you understand that you are the light, then you are a leader, right? We work for the light, but we lead with the light, you know? And this is not an ego, narcissistic, oh, I'm the leader. No way, shape, or form.
Darkness is amazing, too. You know, it's
absolutely
from the darkness.
Amazing.
It's just kind of like, yes. You know, it's integrating both, you know, bringing it all out.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, without the darkness, we would not be able to recognize such tremendous light. You know, and of course, the goal is to maintain the illumination, maintain the light as often as we can and as much as we can. But you know, we must learn to honor the darkness. And as one of my favorite teachers, Abraham Hicks, always says, is bless the contrast.
Yes.
Bless the contrast. Alana, for the closing ceremony of the show, what a quick show. It went by like so fast.
I know, it's
like,
I'm kind of sad.
Wow.
Better come again.
Well, always, always you have a spot here on the Vibration Station, as you are family.
Thank you.
As the closing statement for today's episode, I'd like to ask you, what is one message that you would like to spread to the masses?
Oh, just one?
We'll pick one today.
Oh,
no,
wow.
you could do like a spitfire burst of a few. If you
know, right? I would just say keep it together, you know, hold it together. You are okay, you know, it's hard. Just keep it together, you know, hold yourself together.
Yes.
And don't be so, don't react so quickly until you're actually physically touched.
Huh.
You know, like,
beautiful.
Because don't give anybody a reason to get you off of your high-flying disc.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's so easy to get knocked off, so just hold it together and have faith in our Creator.
That's beautiful.
That we are getting somewhere greater than this mess that looks like it's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
And don't be confused from the New World Order versus New Earth Rising, okay?
Yes, yes.
Because we don't want to be a part of that. We want to part of the good stuff.
Oh, it's
unity,
so true.
Consciousness.
It's so true. Thank you,
that
Alana.
That was more than one, I think. But.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. Wow, wow, wow. All the unconditional love, happiness, alignment, abundance, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours, listeners.
Thank you.
All the happiness, abundance, alignment, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. And make sure to check out Alana. You can follow her on Instagram. You can get her on Facebook. Do you want to just spit out your stuff real quick? Let
sure.
people know.
Yeah. My Instagram is Starlana. So it's Starlanna. You can also find me on Facebook too. It's a like page. I don't really use it very often, but who knows where it's going, you know?
There you go.
Alana, Alanna.
That's awesome.
You invite me there.
Yeah, if you guys want hypnotherapy sessions or anything, also feel free to, and you're not able to get in contact with Alana directly, you're more than welcome to email davesvibrationstation@gmail.com, and I will just go ahead and forward that on
I should
to
actually
her.
Give my email to her.
Yeah, give your email, actually, absolutely.
Yes, it's alanna@gmail.com. Alana, two N's, two S's, and two R's.
That's perfect. And if you guys need to write that down, the show will be available to listen to in just a few moments.
Blessings.
I love you guys so much. Make sure to check us out on Instagram. Follow us at universalconsciousness.1111. And of course, follow us on Twitter, Good Vibe Station. Love you guys so much. And we'll see you next Sunday. Bye. Peace. Woo.